الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد قال الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله في كتابه شرح السنة والإيمان بشفاعة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للمذنبين الخاطئين في يوم القيامة وعلى الصراط ويخرجهم من جوف جهنم وما من نبي إلا وله شفاعة وكذلك الصديقون والشهداء والصالحون ولله بعد ذلك تفضل كثير على من يشاء والخروج من النار بعدما احترقوا وصاروا فحما. البربهاري رحمه الله, he said, to have faith, to believe in the intercession of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of resurrection for those guilty of committing sins, and likewise upon the bridge to cause them to come out from within the fire. So to have faith in the intercession of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of resurrection, and likewise upon the bridge for those guilty of sins to cause them to come out from the fire. There is intercession for every prophet, likewise for their truthful and sincere followers, the martyrs and the pious. After that, Allah bestows His grace abundantly upon those whom He pleases. And people are taken out of the fire after having been burnt and reduced to charcoal. قال الشيخ العلام ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله من العقائد التي يجب الإيمان بها الإيمان بالشفاعة. From the beliefs that it is obligatory to have faith in is the intercession, الشفاعة. وهي لنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الدرجة الأولى, which is foremostly established for our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وله صلى الله عليه وسلم الشفاعة العظمى, وهي المقام المحمود الذي قال الله فيه. The major intercession is established for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and this is the station of praise and glory about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the meaning being, and in some parts of the night, in some parts of the night, offer the prayer as a supererogatory prayer, a voluntary prayer, an optional prayer. Your Lord will raise you to a station of praise and glory. And as we will see, Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud, this station of praise and glory, is a Shafa'atul Uthma, the major intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as established in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam شفاعات متعددة وفي ذلك أحاديث صحيحة بل متواترة. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also has a number of intercessions, and these are authentic ahadith, and there are authentic ahadith concerning this, rather متواتر. Alhamdulillah, we will see that there are Shafa'at, intercessions that are khasa, that are specific to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are types of shafa'a, intercession, that are not specific to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but are also for the other prophets and the righteous and the angels. Na'am. From those ahadith that establish that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercession for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أعطيت خمسا لم يعطهن أحد قبلي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, I've been given five things which were not given to anyone before me. What were they? He mentioned نصرت بالرعب مسيرة الشهر. Allah عز وجل may be victorious by awe for a distance of 1 month's journey. نصرت بالرعب. I was given victory by Allah through awe for a distance of 1 month's journey. مسيرة شهر. وجعلت لي الأرض مسجدا وطهورا. The earth, the whole of the earth has been made for me a masjid and a thing to purify. Because remember, طهور is what? طاهر في نفسه مطهر لغيره. It's pure in itself and it's purifying. It's pure in itself and it's purifying. طهور طاهر في نفسه مطهر في غيره. نعم. فأيما الرجل من أمتي أدركته الصلاة فليصلي. Therefore, any of my nation can offer prayers wherever he is. فليصلي. Whenever a man from my nation, the time of prayer arise, فليصلي. He can pray wherever he is on the earth that is pure. نعم. وأحلت لي المغانم. The booty of war has been made lawful to me. وأعطيت الشفاعة. And likewise, I was given the intercession. And that's the shahid from the hadith. I was given the intercession. وكان النبي يبعث إلى قومه خاصة وبعثت إلى الناس عامة. Every prophet used to be sent to his nation, his people specifically, but I was sent to the whole of mankind. Remember that, because I'm going to ask you a question later on. Jabir ibn Abdullah. Jabir ibn Abdullah. Remember that part of the hadith. وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ يُبْعَثُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ خَاصَّ وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَىٰ النَّاسِ عَامَّ. That a prophet, every prophet was sent to his nation specifically, but I was sent to the whole of mankind. Remember that. So they were five. The Shaykh, he mentions, يَذْكُرُ عِدَّةَ أَحَدِيثِ نَخْتَار مِنْهَا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He mentions a number of ahadith. We'll choose some of them. وَمِنْهَا, likewise, another hadith. And that hadith of Jabir is muttafaqun عليه, found in Bukhari and Muslim. Another hadith narrated by Jabir, and this shows the importance, again, brothers and sisters, aqeedah, how it affects a person's conduct and behavior and encourages them to do ibadat, righteous deeds. The hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, man qala hina yasma'u an-nida, whoever says when they hear the nida, the adhan, whoever says when they hear the adhan, allahumma rabba hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tamma was-salati al-qa'imah, ati muhammadan al-wasila wal-fadila wab'athu maqaman mahmudan alladhi wa'adtahu halat lahu shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah. Allahu akbar. Whoever says, when they hear the adhan, whoever says, when they hear the adhan, O Allah, Lord of this perfect call, and of the regular prayer which is going to be established, grant Muhammad the highest position in paradise, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an extra degree of honor, and raise him to a station of praise and glory on the day of resurrection, whoever says that, then my intercession will be permitted for him on the day of resurrection. Allahu Akbar. Whoever says that, then my intercession will be permitted for him on the day of resurrection. So brothers and sisters, when we hear that, and the like of these ahadith, now all of us, we want the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal grant us success to achieve it. Because we ask Allah azza wa jal for that. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh, he said, وَالشَّفَاعَةُ ثَابِتَةٌ لِنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That shafa'a is established for our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَلِسَائِرِ النَّبِيِّينَ وَثَابِتَةٌ لِلصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالْعُلَمَاءِ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وسائر المؤمنين. Intercession is established for our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, there are types of intercession for all of the prophets. There are types of intercession established for the truthful and sincere followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the scholars, the martyrs, the righteous, and the rest of the believers. And the various types of shafa'at, they will come. وَلَكِنَّهَا لَا تُقْبَلُ إِلَّا بِشَرْطَيْنِ. Intercession is not accepted unless two conditions are met. This is muraja, alhamdulillah. This is a revision. We spoke about this in detail in Kitab al-Tawheed. And likewise in Kashf al-Shubahat, the removal of the doubts. Nasir, what's the first condition? إِذْنُ اللَّهِ لِلشَّافِعِ وَرِضَاهُ عَنِ الْمَشْفُوعِ. The first is that Allah Azza wa Jal, the permission of Allah to the intercessor. Allah gives the intercessor permission to intercede. Allah, He gives permission for the intercessor to intercede. هذا سيتضح إن شاء الله في حديث الشفاعة العظمى. That will become clear in the hadith that mentions the major intercession. It will become clear, like the sun in the sky. So the first condition, the permission of Allah, to which He grants to the intercessor to intercede. Because if Allah doesn't give permission, nobody can intercede. The second, رِضَاهُ عَنِ الْمَشْفُوعِ فِيهِ بِأَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوَحِدِينَ. The second, that Allah is pleased with the one for whom intercession is made. The one for whom intercession is made, he has to be from the people of At-Tawheed. He has to be from the Muwahidun, because will shafa'a, intercession, be accepted for the disbelievers? No. فَلَا تُقْبَلُوا فِي الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْأَدِلَّ عَلَى ذَلِكَ كَثِيرًا. And there are many evidences for that. And the Shaykh, he mentions some of them. And we'll mention some, inshaAllah ta'ala, مِنْ تِلْكُمَ الْأَدِلَّ. نعم. قال الله تعالى, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is it that can intercede with him except by his permission? إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who can intercede with Allah Azza wa Jal except with his permission? So that's a proof of what? What condition? Ahsant. For Allah to give permission to the one interceding, to the intercessor who is interceding. Naam, ahsant. Likewise, the Shaykh, he mentions various proofs. Also from the proofs that he mentions, وقال الله تعالى وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. And how many angels there are in the heavens whose intercession will not avail at all except after Allah has permitted it to whom He wills and approves. إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. Even the angels. And how many angels there are in the heavens whose intercession will not avail, it will not benefit at all except after Allah has permitted, Allah gave permission, after Allah has permitted it to whom He wills and approves. Allah Azza wa Jalla has to be pleased with the one for whom intercession is made. Is that clear to everyone? Yeah. And that's Surah An-Najm, verse number 26. Then the Shaykh, he said, again, وَقَدْ ضَلَّ فِي الشَّفَاعَةِ بَعْضَ الطَّوَائِفِ. Some of the sects have deviated in the issue of a shafa'a, intercession, like the Khawarij, طَائِفَةُ الْخَوَارِجِ وَطَائِفَةُ الْمُعْتَزِلَ, the sect known as the Khawarij and the sect known as the Mu'tazila. Why have they deviated? It will become clear. It will become clear. فَإِنَّهُمْ يُنْكِرُونَ أَن تَكُونَ هُنَاكَ شَفَاعَةَ فِيمَنْ يَدْخُلَ النَّارِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَعَاصِي. Because the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, they rejected that there is any intercession for those who enter the fire from the people of Tawheed who are disobedient. The Mu'tazila and the Khawarij, alhamdulillah, Ahl al-Sunnah wasat, we're balanced. Ahl al-Sunnah, we are balanced. The Khawarij concerning, and this will come later in more detail, concerning the Murtakib al-Kabira, the Mu'min alladhi yartakib al-kabira allati hiya duna shirk, which is lesser than shirk. The Khawarij, they say, that individual, the believer who commits a major sin that is lesser than shirk, like drinking alcohol, for example, they say, fi dunya huwa kafir. He's a disbeliever. He's a disbeliever. The Mu'tazila, they say, huwa fi manzilatin bayna manzilatayn. He is in a station between belief and disbelief. He's in the middle, in the dunya. Falsafa. The Khawarij, they say, in the dunya, he's a kafir, that type of individual. The Mu'tazila, they say, fi manzila bayna manzilatayn. He's in a station in between disbelief and iman, belief. However, in the hereafter, after the akhirah, they agree with one another upon their misguidance. They say the believer that dies upon major sins that are lesser than shirk, they say he's in the hellfire forever. Wal-iyadu billah. That's the Khawarij. The Murji'ah, the other extreme, they say, the one who commits major sins, his iman is complete. Kamil al-iman. His iman is perfect. It is complete. So the one who drinks alcohol, the one who fornicates, wal-iyadu billah, his faith is like the faith of Jibreel and Abu Bakr and the rest of the righteous, wal-iyadu billah. The other extreme. Ahl al-Sunnah in the middle. That is why whoever accuses Ahl al-Sunnah of irja, la ya'rif al-irja, wa la ya'rif Ahl al-Sunnah. Whoever accuses Ahl al-Sunnah of irja, he doesn't know irja and he doesn't know Ahl al-Sunnah. Ahl al-Sunnah, what do we say about the murtakib al-kabira? Allati hiya duna shirk, we say that individual mu'minun naqisul iman. He is a believer, but his iman is deficient. That's in the dunya. We do not make takfir upon him. As long as he does not fall into anything that nullifies his Islam. But at the same time, we oppose the murji'ah because we say his iman is deficient. It's not complete. He's a fasiq milli. If he dies, Ahl al-Sunnah say, wa huwa min al-usat, min al-muwahideen, they say, huwa tahta mashi'atillah. He's under the will of Allah. In sha'a adhabahu, wa in sha'a ghafara lahu. If Allah chooses, he will punish him. And if Allah chooses, he will pardon him. And if Allah punishes him, ma'aluhu ila al-jannah. Eventually, he will be in paradise. Is that clear to everyone? So you see the position of Ahl al-Sunnah. So the Mu'tazila and the Khawarij, they reject the intercession because they say anyone from the Muwahidun, the people of Tawheed, who die upon disobedience, they say if they enter the fire, they will never leave it. يَحْكُمُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْخُلُودِ فِي النَّارِ. So the Khawarij, they say, they rejected that there is any intercession for those who enter the fire from the people of disobedience, from the Muwahidun, and they judge that they will be in the fire for eternity. وَيَتَعَلَّقُونَ بِبَعْضِ النُّصُوصِ الْقُرْآنِيَةِ الْخَاصَ بِالْكُفَّارِ. And again, don't be fooled. They bring verses from the Quran. So somebody may bring to you a verse, but what do we say? وَدَائِمًا نُكَرِّرُهُ وَنُعِيدُهُ لَيْسَ الشَّأَنَ أَن تَذْكُرَ الدَّلِيلِ لَكِنْ الشَّأَنَ what matters أن تفهم الآية والحديث على مراد الله وعلى مراد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That you understand the ayah the way Allah intended for us to understand the ayah. Or you understand the hadith the way that the Prophet ﷺ intended for us to understand the hadith. That's what matters. Not that you just quote a verse. Because the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, they quote verses and they rely upon verses that are specific to the disbelievers. They rely upon some texts which are specific to the disbelievers and they apply them to the Muslim sinners. فَيُنَزِّلُونَهَا عَلَى الْعُصَاتِ الَّذِينَ دَلَّتِ النُّصُوصَ الْمُتَوَاتِرَةِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ عَلَى أَنَّهُمْ مِمَّنْ تَنَالَهُمَ الشَّفَاعَةُ بَلْ هُمْ أَسْعَدُ النَّاسِ بِشَفَاعَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَمَا فِي حَدِيثِ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Rather, the Shaykh he mentioned, so the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, they rely upon some of the verses, some of the texts that are specific and relating to the disbelievers, but the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, they apply them to the Muslim sinners for whom it is established, the Muslim sinners, in numerous texts of the Quran and the Sunnah that they are included in this intercession. Actually, they are the happiest of the people who receive the intercession of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As comes in the hadith of Abu Hurairah, قال قيل يا رسول الله. Abu Hurairah, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وهذا الحديث is present in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari in the book of Al-Ilm, the book of knowledge. The book of knowledge showing what? That one of the ways to seek knowledge and tas'al, that you ask, al-as'ila, al-wajiha, good questions. That's one of the way of learning. So al-Bukhari, and remember the fiqh of al-Bukhari is found in the tabweebat, it's found in the chapter headings. Bukhari was a faqih, na'am. Likewise, he was a muhaddith. So Bukhari mentioned this hadith in his Sahih in the book of Ilm. Abu Hurairah, he said, Ya Rasulullah, man as'adu an-nas bi shafa'atika yawm al-qiyamah? Who is the happiest of the people with your intercession on the day of judgment? Look at the excellent question. Again, what do we say about the Sahaba? Yas'aluna 'anil akhirah. Yas'aluna 'anil jannah. They ask about paradise. Yas'aluna 'an asbabi dukhulil jannah, the reasons to enter paradise. Yas'alun, they ask about the things, anil asbab allati tub'iduhum min an-nar, that distances them from the hellfire. Look at these questions, ikhwan. Not as'ila fawda, chaos. Not as'ila that are not beneficial. La tanfa' wa la tughni min ju'. As'ila that benefit the believer. He said, O Messenger of Allah, man as'adu an-nas bi shafa'atika yawm al-qiyamah. Who are the happiest of the people with your intercession on the day of judgment? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, لقد ظننت يا أبا هريرة أن لا يسألني عن هذا الحديث أحد أول منك لما رأيت من حرصك على الحديث. Also establishing what the virtues of Abu Huraira in this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, O Abu Hurairah, I did not think that anyone would ask me about this before you, as I know your eagerness to learn a hadith. That is where the religion is learned from. If you want to learn your religion, إذا أردت أن تتعلم دينك فلازم أن تتعلم دينك من القرآن والسنة. How the companions, look how they learned their religion. You will not learn your religion by reading the books of the philosophers or the mutakallimun. You're not going to learn your religion like that. You're not. لا تتعلم دينك عند الصوفية بالرقص والأغاني, by dancing and singing songs. You're not going to learn your religion. You're not going to learn your religion with those individuals. They take you out 40 يوماً تدعو على جهل. ما عندك علم. You don't have any knowledge, but you're calling the people upon what? فاقد الشيء لا يعطي. The only way that we will learn our religion is like the Sahaba. They learned their religion with the Quran and the Sunnah. That's the only way. Remember that we mentioned in the hadith about the أسئلة القبر, the questions of the grave, it will be said to the one, the deceased, ما علمك? How did you have knowledge of these things? من ربك? من هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم? Who is that man who was sent to you? What is your religion? One of the questions that will be asked, how did you arrive at this knowledge? And it will be said, قرأت كتاب الله. I read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we want to learn our religion and we're serious, the only way, there's no shortcut. Because if you take a shortcut and it goes against Quran and Sunnah, then that is a path that is khatir, it is dangerous. And again, this hadith, ikhwan, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, O Abu Hurairah, I did not think that anyone would ask me about this before you, as I know your eagerness to learn a hadith. This shows that Abu Hurairah, also he had fiqh of the hadith. Because the muta'asiba, look again, at-ta'asub, يؤدي إلى ماذا? Look where blind following leads. The muta'asiba from some of the ahnaf, they say, we don't accept the ahadith of Abu Hurairah in certain matters of fiqh, لأنه غير فقيه. هو بس يحمل الحديث, لكن لا يفقه. They say Abu Hurairah, he narrates a hadith, but he doesn't understand it. So we don't accept certain ahadith in certain fiqh matters. يطعنون في أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بسبب تعصبهم. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he praised Abu Hurairah on account of what? This understanding, I didn't think anyone would ask this question before you because of your hirs for hadith. Praising his hirs and his understanding. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَسْعَدُ النَّاسِ بِشَفَاعَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ خَالِصًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ أَوْ نَفْسِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the happiest of the people to receive my intercession on the day of resurrection will be the one who says, La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah, sincerely from his heart or from his nafs. Na'am. And that hadith is in Al-Bukhari, kama dhakarna. Wa min an-nusus allati yata'allaquna biha, qawluhu ta'ala fil kuffar. From the proofs that the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, they rely upon, is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal concerning the disbelievers, فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. The intercession of any intercessors will not benefit them. So look, the Khawarij, the Mu'tazila, they take this one verse, they isolate it مِنْ سِيَاقِهِ, from its context. They don't look at the siyaq. They just take this verse, نعم, and they say, Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. The intercession of the intercessors will not benefit them. هذا يدل ماذا, as the Shaykh he said, وهذا الاستدلال بهذه الآية يدل على أنهم أهل الأهواء. Them using this verse clearly shows us that these are people of desires. They're not interested in the truth. Because فسياق الآيات قبلها يدل على بطلان استدلالهم. The context of the verses that come prior to it invalidates the argument that they try and bring. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla clearly mentions, and I'll start, إِلَّا أَصْحَابَ الْيَمِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Except those on the right, meaning in the gardens of paradise, they will ask one another. So the people of paradise, they will ask one another, عَنِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. How did you end up in the hellfire? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. They will respond, we didn't used to pray. وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. We didn't used to feed the hungry, the needy. وَكُنَّا نَخُوذُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. And we used to talk falsehood with vain talkers. But look, ikhwan, وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ. We denied the day of resurrection. This is referring to who? The kuffar. How can you take this and apply it to the believers? هذا يدل على الهوى. And that desires, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, when it enters a person, it's like rabies in a dog. So we see that these verses, وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. We rejected the day of resurrection. We disbelieved in the day of recompense. حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينِ فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. So these people, yes, the intercession of the intercessors is not going to benefit them. Why? Who can tell me? Why is it not going to benefit them? تفضل, Abdurrahim. It's not going to benefit them. Why? Yes, why? Ahsan, because it's easy. Allah is not pleased with them. They're kuffar. No intercession of the intercessors is going to benefit these individuals because they're kuffar. And we mentioned from the conditions of a shafa'ah, ridahu, that Allah is pleased with the one for whom intercession is made. These individuals are kuffar. Na'am. فَهَذِ الْآيَاتِ خَاصَ بِالْكُفَّارِ. These verses are specifically pertaining to the disbelievers, الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا اللَّهَ وَرُسَلَهُ وَكُتَبَهُ, who disbelieved in Allah, His messengers, His books, بِأَنَّ هُنَاكْ بَعْثًا, and they rejected that there will be resurrection and recompense for actions, إِلَىٰ آخِرِ مَا يَتَعَلَّقْ بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and everything else that are relating to or connected to the last day. They disbelieve in that. ليس كذلك. This is not the case of ليس كذلك عصاة الموحدين. This is not the case of the sinful people of Tawheed. You can't use these ayat about the people of Tawheed. بتوحيدهم وإيمانهم بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر ينالون الشفاعة كما في النصوص المتواترة. This is not the case and cannot be applied to the sinful people of Tawheed who single out Allah with all worship and that which is specific to Allah. Believe in Him, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day. They are included in those who will receive intercession as established in numerous texts. Is that clear to everyone, Ikhwan? Naam. Likewise, the Shaykh, he said, continuing, inshallah ta'ala, bas nakhtasir, wa qabala ha'ula ar-rawafid wa ghulatu sufiyya wa ubbadu al-qubur. You have another group of individuals. These individuals, meaning the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, they denied the intercession for the Muwahideen, for the people of Tawheed, الَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِيَ الَّتِي دُونَ الشِّرْكِ. Those who die upon disobedience, that is less than the shirk. They reject Shafa'a. You have opposite to these individuals, meaning the individuals who deny the intercession, is the Rafida, the Sufis, and the grave worshippers, because they go to extremes in the issue of Shafa'a. They go to extremes in the issue of Shafa'a. How? How do they go to extreme? Tariq. بَيِّنْ لَنَا وَجْهُ غُلُوْ هَؤُلَا فِي الشَّفَاعَةِ. Clarify to us how these individuals, they go to extremes and they exaggerate concerning a shafa'a. أحسنت ما شاء الله أحسنت. فَإِنَّهُمْ غَلَوْا فِي الشَّفَاعَةِ فَلَمْ يَفْهَمُوا مُرَادَ اللَّهِ وَمُرَادَ رَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ مِنْهَا. They exaggerate in the matter of intercession and do not understand it according to what was intended by Allah and His Messenger. Why? Because they ignore هَؤُلَا غَفِلُوا and شُرُوطِهَا. They ignore the conditions of Shafa'ah. They don't pay any attention to the conditions. فَتَرَاهُمْ. You find them يَسْتَشْفِعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالرَّسُولِ وَبِالْأَوْلِيَ وَالْأَنْوَاتِ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا. And you find the Sufi and the Rafida, the grave worshippers, they ask the Messenger and the awliya, the dead, they ask them for shafa'ah. They ask them to intercede with Allah for them. That's shirk. That is shirk. How can you ask the Prophet? He's dead. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Verily, you will die like the rest of the people. They will die. He's dead. Abu Bakr, he said, مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ مُحَمَّدًا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتْ. Whoever worships Muhammad, then verily Muhammad is dead. Whoever worships Allah, Allah is the all-living, he never dies. None of the Sahaba asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he died for intercession. وَهُمْ خَيْرُ الْقُرُونَ. These individuals, they exaggerated concerning the Shafa'ah, they ignored the conditions of Shafa'ah, and you find them falling into a shirk. And they believe that them seeking intercession in this way is going to benefit them. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ, and that Allah Azza wa Jal will accept. They think that Allah Azza wa Jal will accept this from them and grant them their requests. How? Allah Azza wa Jal is not going to accept it. It is shirk. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَلْتَفِتُوا إِلَى مَا شَرَطَهُ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ. And they do not pay any attention to the conditions Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in his book and what was stipulated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Sunnah fi qubul al-shafa'a, for intercession to be accepted. Walam yaqifu 'inda hadha al-had. They didn't even stop there. Bal tajawazuhu ila du'a'ihim. They did not stop there. Rather, they went further. Tajawazuhu ila du'a'ihim wal istighatha bihim min dunillah fi ar-rakha wa fi ash-shiddah akthar. You find that they went further and supplicated to others besides Allah, the awliya, naam, the prophets, the messengers. They supplicated to others besides Allah and sought rescue from them in times of ease and in times of difficulty. They even went further than al-mushrikun al-awail. The mushrikun al-awail, they used to make shirk in what times? Fadl. One of you at the back, naam. So these individuals, they even went further than al-mushrikun al-awail, because naam akhi, the mushrikun in the past, they would make shirk when? What times? فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ. When they get on the ship, دعوا الله مخلصين. They supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jal alone. دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ. When they are safe, when Allah saves them, when they get to land, then what? Then they commit shirk. So times of difficulty, they turn to Allah. The mushrikun. But when in times of ease, Allah blesses them to reach land, then they associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jalla. These individuals, هَؤُلَا يُشْرِكُونَ فِي الرَّخَاء وَالشِّدَّةِ. At times of ease and times of difficulty. The mushrikun of the past times of difficulty, they would turn to Allah. These individuals, حَتَّى إِنَّ بَعْضَهُمْ يَنْسَى اللَّهِ. Some of them, they forget about Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَيَسْتَغِيثْ بِالْأَوْلِيَا, and they seek rescue from the awliya. وَلَوْ كَانُوا عَلَى بُعْد أَلَافَ الْأَمْيَالِ. Even if the awliya are thousands and thousands of miles away, they supplicate to them, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, and seek their rescue and their help. عَلَى اعْتِقَاد, because they believe, أَنُّهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ وَيَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُمْ, that these awliya, they can hear them and they can respond to them, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So that shirk in rububiyya and shirk fil uluhiyya. نعم. So the Shaykh, he goes on, فيما بعد, إِنَّ أَهْلَ الضَّلَالِ لَيَظُنُّونَ أَنَّ الشَّفَاعَ سَهْلًا. And ikhwan, we'll close with this hadith, inshaAllah. Hadith, فيه فوائد كثيرة. نعم. Hadith that has many benefits in it. The Shaykh, he said, إِنَّ أَهْلَ الضَّلَالِ لَيَظُنُّونَ أَنَّ الشَّفَاعَةَ سَهْلًا وَأَنَّهَا بِأَيْدِي مَنْ يَشْفَعُونَ لَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّهَا أَمْرٌ صَعْبٌ يُحْجِمُ عَنْهَا حَتَّى أُولُو الْعَزَمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. He said, verily the people of misguidance, they think that intercession is easy and it is simple and it is in the hands of those whom they ask to intercede for them. They do not know that this is a serious and a heavy matter. Intercession, a shafa'ah, is a heavy matter. No one can intercede unless Allah gives them permission to intercede. So therefore, who should we ask? Allah Azza wa Jal. And Abu Hurairah, he mentions the hadith. فَبِالْإِضَافَةِ إِلَى مَا سَلَفَ مِنَ النُّصُوصِ في بيان صعوبة ذلك نسوق النص الآتي. In addition to the previous text that we mentioned, clarifying the serious and the heavy nature of this issue of intercession, we will mention the following text because it becomes even clearer with this hadith. In the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أنا سيد الناس يوم القيامة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, I will be the chief of the people on the day of resurrection. Allah Akbar. وَهَلْ تَدَرُونَ مِمَّا ذَلِكَ. He said, do you know the reason for this? يَجْمَعَ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ يُسْمِعُهُمَ الدَّاعِي وَيَنْفُضُهُمَ الْبَصَرِ. Allah Azza wa Jal will gather all of mankind, the first of them and the last of them, on one plane, so that the announcer will be able to make all of them hear his voice. And the watcher will be able to see all of them with his sight. وَتَدْنُ الشَّمْسِ. The sun will come close to them. فَيَبْلُغَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَالْكَرْبِ مَا لَا يُطِيقُونَ وَلَا يَحْتَمِلُونَ. فَيَقُولُ النَّاسِ. The sun, it will come close to them. And the people will suffer from distress and trouble. And they will not be able to tolerate it nor bear it. فَيَقُولُ النَّاسِ. The people will say, أَلَا تَرَوْنَ مَا قَدْ بَلَغَكُمْ. Do you not see the state that you are in? أَلَا تَنْظُرُونَ مَنْ يَشْفَعُ لَكُمْ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ. Will you not look for someone to intercede on your behalf with your Lord so that the reckoning can take place? فَيَقُولُ بَعْدَ النَّاسِ لِبَعْضٍ. Some of the people will say to one another, عَلَيْكُمْ بِآدَمْ. Go to Adam. فَيَأْتُونَ آدَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. They will go to Adam. فَيَقُولُونَ لَهُ أَنْتَ أَبُو الْبَشَرِ. خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ وَنَفَخَ فِيكَ مِنْ رُوحِي وَأَمَرَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ فَسَجَدُوا لَكَ اشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَى رَبِّكَ أَلَا تَرَى إِلَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ. So they go to Adam and they say, you are the father of mankind. Allah created you with his hand and breathed into you the soul he created for you, and he commanded the angels to prostrate to you, and they prostrated. Intercede on our behalf with your Lord. Do you not see the state that we are in? أَلَا تَرَى إِلَى مَا قَدْ بَلَغَنَا. Do you not see what condition we have reached? فَيَقُولُ آدَمُ. Listen to what Adam will say. إِنَّ رَبِّي قَدْ غَضِبَ الْيَوْمَ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ قَبْلَهُ مِثْلَهُ وَلَنْ يَغْضَبَ بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام, he will say, today my Lord has become angry as he has never become angry before, nor will he ever become angry after that. Like it. وَإِنَّهُ قَدْ نَهَانِ عَنِ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَصَيْتُهُ. He said, Allah, he forbade me from eating from the tree, but I disobeyed him. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. He would say, my own soul, my own soul, my own soul. He's worried about himself. Idhabu ila ghayri, go to somebody else. That's Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. These people, ubad al-qubur wa sufiya wa rafida, ma indhum aqal, they don't have any sense. Adam ya'tadir, excuses himself, and he says, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. And they ask, these people, instead of asking Allah, yad'un al-amwat. Hatta al-anbiya minhum man ya'tadir. Even from the prophets are those who say, they excuse themselves for various reasons, and they say, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. My own soul, my own soul, my own soul. Idhabu ila ghayri, go to somebody else. And inshallah, the Sheikh, he mentions a beautiful benefit later on. Remind me to mention it to you about modesty, haya. So he said to them, Adam, idhabu ila Nuh, go to Nuh. Fayatuna Nuhan, they will go to Nuh. Fayaquluna ya Nuh, they say, oh Nuh, innaka anta awwal ar-rusul ila ahli al-ard, wa qad sammaka Allahu 'abdan shakura. They will say, oh Nuh, you are the first of the messengers sent to the earth, and Allah named you and referred to you as a thankful slave. Ishfa' lana ila rabbik, intercede for us with your Lord. Do you not see what state we are in? Ala tara ila ma nahnu fi? Fayaqulu inna rabbi 'azza wa jalla قد غضب اليوم غضبا لم يغضب قبله مثله وإنه قد كانت لي دعوة دعوتها على قومي نفسي 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 اذهبوا إلى غيري اذهبوا إلى إبراهيم. نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام, he will say, today my Lord has become angry as he has never become angry before now, nor will he ever become angry like this thereafter. Verily I had in the world one accepted supplication, and I made it against my nation, my people. And he will say, nafsi, 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 myself, myself, myself. Go to someone else. Go to Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wassalam. Brothers, question. They said to Nuh, ya Nuh, innaka anta awwal ar-rusul ila ahli al-ard. Kayf najma' bayn al-hadithayn? They said to Nuh, oh Nuh, you are the first of the messengers sent to the people of the earth. But remember the hadith we heard earlier? Five things that were given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet was sent to his people specifically, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to the whole of mankind. How do we understand the two hadith in light of one another? Go to Ibrahim. فَيَأْتُونَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فَيَقُولُونَ. They will go to Ibrahim and they will say, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ أَنْتَ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ وَخَلِيلُهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ اشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَى رَبِّكَ أَلَا تَرَى إِلَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ. They will say, oh Ibrahim, you are the prophet of Allah and his Khalil from the people of the earth. Intercede on our behalf with your Lord. Do you not see the state that we are in? فَيَقُولُ لَهُمْ, he will say to them, إِنَّ رَبِّي قَدْ غَضِبَ الْيَوْمْ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ قَبْلَهُ مِثْلَهُ وَلَنْ يَغْضَبَ بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ وَإِنِّي قَدْ كُنْتُ كَذَبْتُ ثَلَاثَ كَذِبَاتٍ فَذَكَرَهُنَّ أَبُو حَيَّانٍ فِي الْحَدِيثِ. Ibrahim, he will say, so Ibrahim, he said, Inna Rabbi qad ghadib al-yawm ghadaban lam yaghdab qablahu mithluhu. My Lord, verily my Lord, today he became angry with an anger which he has never become angry before with. Nor will he ever become angry like this thereafter. Ibrahim, he will say, Wa inni qad kuntu kadabtu thalatha kadibat. He said, I told three untruths. And Abu Hayyan, he mentioned what Ibrahim was referring to in the hadith. Nafsi, 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 idhabu ila ghayri, idhabu ila Musa. Go to someone else, go to Musa. Ikhwan, here just inshallah to clarify, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and this is naqra min al-ta'liq, naam, wa innama samma Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam hadi kadibat. Ibrahim referred to these three as untruths, تواضعاً منه, out of humility, لأنها بحسب مرادي صدق مطابق للواقع. Because in reality, in all truth, they conform to the reality, and they are not considered to be lies, but rather they are tawriya. What's the meaning of tawriya? Is Shaheed here? Because he had that. What's the meaning of tawriya? Who can give me the translation? The English word. What's the meaning of tawriya? Tfaddal. Naam, which means what?
It's a word that can have two meanings.
Ahsant. It's a word or an expression that is used that can have two meanings. It's a word or an expression that can have two meanings. So Ibrahim, in reality, he didn't lie. Because what he said was true. For example, when he said concerning his wife that she's my sister, Naam, she's his sister in the religion, right? It's like somebody, if somebody asked me, Tawriya, somebody said, Min ayna ant, where are you from? And I feared for myself, for example. And I said, Ana mimma, I'm from water. Meaning my asal, the listener, he may think he's from a place called ma. But my intention is I'm from water. So that's known as tawriya. Meaning you use an expression that can be understood in two ways. But the way that you intend it is true. Naam. That's the meaning. Is everyone clear with that? That's tawriya. You clear with that, akhi? That is known as tawriya. And even that, a person should only utilize it if there is a haja, a need. A person should only use it if there is a need. Ibrahim, he will say, my nafsi, 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 myself, myself, myself. Idhabu ila ghairi, go to someone else. Idhabu ila Musa, go to Musa. Fayatuna Musa, they will go to Musa. Fayaqulun, they will say, Ya Musa, anta Rasulullah. Faddalaka Allah bi risalati wa bi kalamihi ala nas. Ishfa' lana ila rabbik, ala taram ila ma nahnu fi. They will go to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And they will say, you are the messenger of Allah. And Allah gave you precedence over the other people with his message and his speech directly to you. Intercede on our behalf with your Lord. Do you not see the state that we are in? Musa, he will respond, Inna Rabbi qad ghadiba al-yawm ghadaban. Lam yaghdab qablahu mithluhu. Wa lan yaghdaba ba'dahu mithluhu. Verily, he will say, my Lord, today he has become angry. Musa, he will say the same thing. My Lord has today become angry as he has never become angry before. Nor will he become angry like this thereafter. He said, وَإِنِّي قَدْ قَتَلْتُ نَفْسًا لَمْ أُؤْمَرْ بِقَتْلِهَا. He said, I killed a person whom I had not been ordered to kill. نَفْسِي, 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 myself, myself, myself. إِذْهَبُ إِلَى غَيْرِي, go to other than me. Go to someone else. إِذْهَبُ إِلَى عِيسَى بِنِ مَرْيَمْ, go to Isa, the son of Mary. فَيَأْتُونَ عِيسَى, they will go to Isa. فَيَقُولُونَ, they will say to him, يَا عِيسَى, أَنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَكَلِمَةُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمْ وَرُوحٌ مِّنْ كَلَّمْتَ النَّاسِ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيَّا إِشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَى رَبِّكَ أَلَا تَرَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ. So they will say, oh Isa, you are the messenger of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal created you with his word, be, kun. And you are a soul created by him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you spoke to the people while in the cradle, as a child. Intercede for us with your Lord. Do you not see the state that we are in? فَيَقُولُ عِيسَى إِنَّ رَبِّي قَدْ غَضِبَ الْيَوْمْ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ قَبْلَهُ مِثْلَهُ قَطْ وَلَنْ يَغْضَبَ بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. Again, Isa will say the same thing. My Lord has today become angry, as he has never become angry before, nor will he become angry like thereafter. نَفْسِي وَلَمْ يَذْكُرْ ذَنْبَ. Isa will not mention any sin. And he will say, نَفْسِي, 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 myself, myself, myself. إِذْهَبُ إِلَى غَيْرِي, go to someone else. إِذْهَبُ إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَيَأْتُونَ مُحَمَّدًا. So look, Ikhwan. Look how all of these prophets so far, from Ulul Azam, they excuse themselves from this intercession. Na'am, showing how serious it is. So then they go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَقُولُونَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ, O Muhammad, أَنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, you are the messenger of Allah. وَخَاتُمَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, the seal of the prophets. وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has forgiven you of your past and future sins. اِشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَى رَبِّكَ, intercede on our behalf with your Lord. أَلَا تَرَى إِلَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ. Do you not see the state we are in? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَأَنْطَلِقُوا فَآتِي تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, so I will proceed and go under the throne. فَأَقَعُ سَاجِدًا لِرَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلْ. And I will fall down in prostration to my Lord. Look, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fall down in prostration to Allah Azza wa Jal. ثُمَّ يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ مِنْ مَحَامِدِهِ وَحُسْنِ الثَّنَاءِ عَلَيْهِ شَيْئًا لَمْ يَفْتَحُ عَلَىٰ أَحَدْ قَبْلِي. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Lord, the mighty and majestic, will guide me. Allah will guide me to praise and glorify Him as He never guided anyone before. Then it will be said. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَأَقَعُ سَاجِدًا لِرَبِّي. I fall down in prostration to my Lord, the Mighty and Majestic. And I praise Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah will guide me to praise and glorify Him as He never guided anyone before me. ثُمَّ يُقَالِ, it will be said, يَا مُحَمَّدْ إِرْفَأْ رَأْسَكْ, raise your head. O Muhammad, raise your head. سَلْ تُعْطَهُ, ask and you will be given. وَشْفَعْ تُشَفَّعْ, intercede and your intercession will be granted. Look, Allah Azza wa Jalla will say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ishfa to shaffa, seek intercession and your intercession will be granted. Who gives permission for intercession? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he waits for the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'sak. Oh Muhammad, raise your head. Sal tu'tahu, ask and you will be given. What's the i'rab of that there? Sal tu'tahu, ask and you will be given. What's the i'rab of tu'tahu? Alamatu? Alamatu jazmihi? Naam? Ahsant. Hadfu harf al-illa, because the origin is tu'tahu, that you will be given. However, because it is a jawab, جواب ماذا؟ ليس بجواب الشرط. من عنده شيء؟ تفضل عندك شيء. أحسنت. جواب الطلب. So the origin is تعطاه. However, جواب الطلب is مجزوم. أنا علامة جزمي حذف حرف العلة because the origin is تعطاه. So the weak letter is taken out and it becomes تُعْطَهُ. نعم. Again, showing what? The importance of learning the Arabic grammar. Because when you read that, تَفْهَمْ لِمَاذَ, why? What's the origin of the word? Why is it like that? Very important. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, فَأَرْفَعُ رَأْسِي, I will raise my head. فَأَقُولُ أُمَّتِي يَا رَبِّ, I will say, and I will say, my nation, O my Lord, my nation, O my Lord, my nation, O my Lord. فَيُقَالْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ, it will be said, O Muhammad, أَدْخِلْ مِنْ أُمَّتِكْ مَنْ لَا حِسَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الْبَابِ الْأَيْمَنِ مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ وَهُمْ شُرَكَاءَ النَّاسِ فِي مَا سِوَى ذَلِكْ مِنَ الْأَبْوَابِ. It will be said, O Muhammad, let those of your nation who have no account enter the gates of Jannah on the right side from the gates of paradise, and they will share the other gates with the people. The people who perfect the Tawheed, يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, they will enter paradise without any reckoning. Showing the importance of Tawheed. How can you say Tawheed, لَا يُسْلِحِ الْمُجْتَمَى, and Tawheed, مَنْ حَقَّقَ التَّوْحِيدِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, الله أكبر. It will be said, O Muhammad, أَدْخِلْ مِنْ أُمَّتِكْ مَنْ لَا حِسَابَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْبَابِ الْأَيْمَنِ مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. O Muhammad, enter those from your nation who have no account, enter, tell them to enter the gates on the right side from the gates of Jannah, and they will share the other gates with the people. ثُمَّ قَالْ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّمَا بَيْنَ الْمِصْرَاعَيْنِ مِنْ مَصَارِيعِ الْجَنَّةِ كَمَا بَيْنَ مَكَّةَ وَحِمْيَرْ أَوْ كَمَا بَيْنَ مَكَّةَ وَبَصْرَى. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, by him in whose hand my soul is, the distance between every two gateposts is like the distance between Mecca and Himyar, or between Mecca and Basra. Mecca and Basra, where is Basra? Where is Basra? Look it up. When you go home, look at the map. I'm not going to tell you. Look at Basra and Mecca, and look how great that distance is. So that's the distance between what? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the two gateposts of the gates of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So if that's the gateposts, imagine how great Jannah is it. Subhanallah. What no eye has even seen. فَهَاُلَىٰ نَعْمَ. That's the hadith. Then the Shaykh, he goes on, and I'll mention this because it's beneficial. And we'll finish briefly with the different types of shafa'at, intercessions. He said, فَهَاُلَىٰ الْأَنْبِيَىٰ كُلٌّ مِنْهُمْ يَعْتَذِرُ وَيَقُولُ. All of those prophets excuse themselves, then they say, إِنَّ رَبِّي قَدْ غَضِبَ الْيَوْمْ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ قَبْلَهُ مِثْلَهُ. Today my Lord has become angry with an anger. He has not become angry like this before, and he will never become angry like this after this. And وَيَذْكُرْ خَطِيئَتُهُ, and they mention their mistake. وَيَسْتَحِي مِنْ رَبِّهِ and يَشْفَى, and they are shy before Allah to intercede with Allah Azza wa Jal. لِأَنَّ بَعْضَهُمْ وَقَعَ فِي الْخَطَأِ, some of them, because some of them, they fell into a mistake. وَبَعْضُهُمْ وَقَعَ فِي شِبْهِ الْخَطَأِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا قَدْ خَرَجُوا مِنْ هَذَا الْخَطَأِ وَشِبْهِ بِتَوْبَةٍ لَا نَظِيرَ لَهَا. Even though they repented, and they rectified this error with repentance of which there is no comparison, but they are even modest after this and shy even in the Akhirah. Subhanallah. Even in the Akhirah, after they made Tawbah, after they repented with the repentance that the Shaykh, he said, there is no comparison to it. Still in the Akhirah, they are shy and they are modest. فَعَلَيْنَا نَسْتَحْيِ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. It's upon us that we be shy before Allah in this life and the hereafter. How many people, they don't have shyness before Allah Azza wa Jal? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did he say? إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتْ. If you don't feel shy, do as you please. How many people, سُلِبَ مِنُمَ الْحَيَاء, they've been modesty and decency and shyness has been stripped from them. And they behave like they have none. And we spoke about this in the khutbah. A form of that, الَّذِينَ يُجَاهِرُونَ بِالْمَعَاصِي, who openly expose their sins on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, showing themselves nightclubbing, showing themselves partying, showing themselves doing all types of ma'asi, announcing this, يُعْلِنُونَ هَذَا لِلدُّنْيَا, exposing it to the world. وَلِعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. No modesty, no haya. The Shaykh, he said, فَعَلَيْنَا أَن نَسْتَحْيِ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. It's upon us that we are shy before Allah in this life. And he said, even look at the examples of the Anbiya in the Akhirah. He said, وَاللَّهِ لَا يَرْتَكِبَ الْمَعَاصِ وَالْجَرَائِمُ وَالظُّلْمُ إِلَّا مَنْ قَلَّ حَيَاءُهُ أَوْ عُدِمُ. He said, no one falls in and perpetrates acts of disobedience and crimes and oppression except the one who has lost haya, or his haya is deficient. Except for the one whose haya is deficient, or it has been lost. وَمِن فَوَائِدِيَ الْجَلِيلَةِ أَنَّكَ رُبَّمَا تَهْتَمْ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ فَتَذْهَبْ وَتَمْشِي إِلَيْهَا ثُمَّ تَتَذَكَّرْ وَتَقُولْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَرَانِي وَيَسْمَعُنِي فَتَخْجَلْ وَتَخَافِي نَفْسِ الْوَقْتِ. He said, it's possible. One of the benefits of modesty, shyness, it's possible you may intend to do some act of disobedience and you walk towards it. He said, and then you remember and you say to yourself, verily my Lord sees me and he hears me. So you become shy and you fear for yourself at the same time. فَيَدْفَعُكَ ذَلِكَ الْحَيَا وَالْخَوْفِ إِلَى الْإِحْجَامِ أَنْ فِعْلِهَا. But that modesty and that shyness, it causes you to refrain from that sin and that disobedience. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us all modesty and shyness. فَعَلَيْنَا نُقَوِّيَ إِيمَانَنَا وَأَنْ نُغْذِيَ الْحَيَاءَ بِدِرَاسَةِ سِيَرِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ مِنْهَا هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. The Shaykh said, it's upon us. When we see this, brothers and sisters, no doubt if we see people falling into it, نَنْصَحُهُمْ, we advise them. But also when we see it, we should take an ibrah. And the Shaykh, he said, we should strengthen our iman and we should nourish our modesty and our shyness by studying. One of the ways is studying the biographies of the prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam. And from those examples is what we find in this hadith, the modesty that the prophets they had. Fama balukum, what do you think about the time that we are living in now? It's upon us that we strengthen our faith and we nourish our modesty by studying mother, studying the Quran, studying the Sunnah, studying the biographies of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, studying likewise the biography of the companions Ridwanullahi alayhim and the Salaf of this Ummah. Naam. Then the Shaykh, he mentions the different types of shafa'at. Maybe inshallah, I'll leave it till tomorrow and just أَطَلْنَا نَوْعًا مَا. We'll start with this tomorrow, the different types of shafa'at. We'll take it tomorrow, the different types of intercession. Some of them are specific to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and some of them are not specific. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ.